Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud, or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today, we continue the Sacred Rebuke series with a call that may surprise you. Remembering as resistance. We live in a culture built on amnesia. A world that thrives when you forget who you are, where you come from, and the source that sustained you. But forgetting is not neutral. Forgetting is bondage. And remembering is resistance. Let's be honest. Forgetting is easier. That's why so many people do it. Forgetting lets you keep moving without confronting the truth. Forgetting numbs you to the weight of history, to the ache of wounds unhealed, to the call of your own soul. Forgetting tells you it's too much work to remember, too heavy, too inconvenient. And yet, every system of oppression is built on your forgetting. When you forget your worth, you settle for scraps. When you forget your power, you bow to control. When you forget your ancestors, you repeat their chains. When you forget source, you believe you are alone. Today, forgetting shows up in very real, very deliberate ways. It isn't only private amnesia, it's public erasure. Look around. There are laws and policies that push books off school shelves, calling inconvenient truths dangerous. There are decisions to remove entire sections of history from government websites, as if making the record thinner will make the wounds vanish. There are pressure campaigns asking museums to sanitize exhibits to soften the hard stories so visitors leave feeling comfortable instead of convicted. And here's the punch. There are burial grounds paved over by parking lots, whole generations hidden under asphalt so no one has to face the lives that were stolen. Here's another. There are photos of lynching and massacres quietly removed from archives, replaced by blank space where evidence should be. The violence didn't vanish, but the proof was made harder to find. And let's not miss this. The erasure is not just about race or about sexual orientation, though those are real. The most dangerous erasure is about women, about your rights to own your body, about your rights to vote, about your rights to own property, to open a bank account, to stand single if you so choose and still be whole. Remember, every freedom women have ever had was hard won. It did not fall from the sky. It was fought for, clawed for, demanded. And if we forget that fight, those rights can be stripped in silence. That is why remembering is not optional. It is a lifeline. And you don't have to look far. Right now, there are laws being passed that restrict women's choices over their bodies. Courtrooms debating what you can or cannot do with your womb. Politicians deciding if a woman can access health care that should be her private decision. The message is clear. If you forget how hard those rights were won, you will not notice how quickly they can be taken. And it's not just the body, it's the bank account. Equal pay still isn't guaranteed. In some industries, women are still paid less for the same work. Financial independence is still threatened by policies and practices that make women prove themselves twice over. Forgetting the struggle makes it easier for the gap to widen, for progress to stall, for dependence to creep back in through the cracks. That is why remembering is not optional. It is a lifeline. These are not abstract threats. They are present-day tactics that tidy the narrative so power looks cleaner than it was. They create a curated forgetfulness, a slow, steady trimming of context until whole peoples, whole movements, whole freedoms fade from public memory. That makes it easier for the next generation to believe the same half-truths that were given. And the effect is immediate. When schools stop teaching full histories, children grow up with gaps, blanks where critical lessons should be. When public records are edited or archived into obscurity, communities lose the paper trail that proves their claims, their pain, and their resilience. When museums choose comfort over truth, they convert witnesses into spectators and turn learning into entertainment instead of responsibility. This is why remembering is not passive. Remembering is not nostalgia. Remembering is radical. It is resistance. It is choosing to defy the systems that feed on your forgetfulness. Because it's not only about what we personally refuse to forget. It's about the collective refusal to let our public story be rewritten for convenience. To remember is to stand in the doorway between the past and the future and refuse to let the door be shut on our lineage, our lessons, and our liberation. When you remember the true story, even the ugly parts, you break the cycle that lets those harms continue. When you insist that the full record remain visible, you refuse to let comfort be the currency of control. That insistence is a disruptive, necessary, courageous act. It's the work of preservation and of revolt. It's the quiet, loud work of reclaiming the narrative so truth can do what truth does, set people free. And hear me clearly, your remembering matters. Your refusal to forget is not small. It is a form of resistance. Every time you carry memory forward, in your words, in your choices, in your witness, you push back against the systems that depend on amnesia. You hold the line. You keep the thread unbroken. You embody freedom. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. My remembering is my resistance. My remembering is my freedom. The word is clear. Forgetting is not harmless. Forgetting is dangerous. Over and over, Scripture warns us, do not forget. Deuteronomy 8:11 says, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandments. Forgetting isn't just absent-mindedness, it's disconnection. When you forget, you drift. You lose your anchor. Psalm 106:13 says of Israel, they soon forget his works. They waited not for his counsel. Forgetting left them vulnerable, wandering, unmoored, and enslaved against fear, because forgetting opens the doors to bondage. Isaiah 49:15 asks, can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. God reminds us that his memory is perfect, but ours can falter. And when we forget, we cut ourselves off from the very compassion and justice that comes through remembrance. Hosea 4:6 delivers the sting. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I reject you from being a priest to me. And since you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Forgetting is not neutral. It carries consequence. Generations suffer when memory is lost. And here's where the rebuke about women must be spoken. Too many use the Bible to say a woman's place is silence, submission, or second-class citizenship. But the text itself tells another story. Judges 4 reminds us Deborah, a prophet, a judge, a leader who remembered God's promise when men hesitated. She did not shrink back. Her remembrance became Israel's resistance. And Luke 2:19 honors Mary, the mother of Jesus. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Mary's act of remembering became the seedbed of the gospel itself. Without her sacred memory, the story could not have been told. Galatians 3:28 seals it. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. The word itself erases the hierarchy. It is not God who keeps women in their place. It is man's distortion. So let us be clear. The scriptures themselves honor women as keepers of memory, as prophets of resistance, as leaders who carry truth forward. And then comes the promise in Psalm 103:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. To remember is to reclaim blessing. To remember is to reconnect to the source who heals, redeems, and crowns you with loving kindness. So here's the sacred rebuke. God has no interest in our selective amnesia. He is not the God of half-truths or sanitized stories. He is truth. And when we refuse to forget, when we insist on remembering, and even the uncomfortable parts, we align with his nature. We stand in freedom. We guard the inheritance of those who will come after us. Metaphysically, remembering is more than memory. It is remembering. Put yourself back together, taking what has been fragmented by trauma, by culture, by systems of oppression, and fusing it again in wholeness. Neville Goddard said, "Man is all imagination." But if you forget who you are, your imagination gets hijacked by illusions. You stop imagining the wholeness and start imagining from lack. Remembering is how you reclaim your imagination. Florence Scovel Shinn taught, man's word is his wand, but a wand with no memory is powerless. If you forget your divinity, your word is empty. When you remember, when you speak from the place of your true identity, your word creates worlds. Here's where most stop at the law of attraction and miss the deeper truth. The law of polarity says, everything has its pair, light and dark, truth and illusion, remembering and forgetting. Forgetting will always present itself. Illusions will always whisper. That's the polarity. But when you choose remembering, you collapse the polarity in your favor. You align with truth. You step out of distortion and into resonance. Forgetting fragments. Remembering restores. Forgetting scatters your energy. Remembering gathers it. Forgetting makes you pray to the narrative of others. remembering writes your own. And here's the sacred metaphysical rebuke. Remembering is not passive recall. It is an energetic act of defiance. It is a declaration that your vibration will not be dictated by curated amnesia. It is choosing to align with source rather than with systems. When you practice remembering, when you call to mind your wholeness, your power, your inheritance, you aren't just thinking, you are remembering, putting yourself, your lineage, and your future back together. You are refusing to be divided. You are stepping into sovereignty. Take a deep breath with me. A deep breath in. Hold it. And then let it out. Now place your hand over your heart. Let's turn the sacred sting into sacred work. Reflection one. Where in my life have I allowed forgetting to creep in? What truths about myself, my lineage, or my source have I ignored because forgetting felt easier? Reflection two. What present day erasures grieve me the most? Book bans, erased histories, women's rights stripped away? How can I hold memory as an act of resistance? Reflection three. Where have I been lulled into believing that forgetting would protect me? In my relationship, in my body, in my work. How has that false protection kept me bound? Reflection four. When have I felt the power of remembering? A story passed down, a truth reclaimed, a boundary I've honored. How did that change me? Reflection five. Complete the statement in your journal. The memory I choose to carry forward, even if the world wants me to forget, is. Write it. Declare it. Let it become your resistance. Remember, your remembering matters. Your remembering is not small. It is the seed of freedom. So here's the truth. Forgetting may feel easier, but it is dangerous. Forgetting severs you from source. Forgetting hands your power to systems that profit from your silence. Forgetting keeps you bound. But remembering is resistance. Remembering is reclamation. Remembering is the way you stitch yourself back together when the world has tried to tear you apart. When you remember your worth, you stop settling for scraps. When you remember your power, you stop bowing to control. When you remember your ancestors, you break the cycle of their chains. When you remember source, you remember you were never alone. This is why the rebuke is also a gift. Remembering is how you stay free. Remembering keeps the thread unbroken. Your remembering ensures the inheritance of truth passes forward. Your remembering is your sacred defiance against illusions, against erasure, against bondage. So let's anchor it. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. My remembering is my resistance. My remembering is my freedom. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in remembrance. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting. You have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.